99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. Two Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body with a rifle nearby. The Senate is set to vote today on President Trump's budget bill. Two Republican senators voting no in preliminary votes, including North Carolina is Tom Tillis.
Tillis says that he's voting against the bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. President Trump threatening Tillis with a primary challenge if he voted against it, which he did. Tillis then announcing he will not be running again. Hours after New York City's Pride Parade, a shooting near the historic Stonewall Inn left two teenagers hurt. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. The 32-year-old Milwaukee police officer critically injured in a shooting last week has died. Officer Kendall Carter was shot several times in his arm and chest, causing severe internal injuries. Carter, who died Sunday, was one of two officers shot while responding to a shots fired call on the city's north side Thursday night. At the Capitol, Democrats have been watching Republicans grapple over the budget. On WISN-TV's Up Front, Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson says they're firm on voting against the Republican proposals. Republican leadership would need Democratic support to get the budget ready by the end of today. And keep safety in mind for the 4th of July holiday. The Wisconsin State Patrol reminds you to check your vehicle's tires, make sure the washer fluid, coolant, and oil levels are all good to go, and have a jump pack just in case. If you do find yourself on the side of the road, stay buckled up and call for help. Todd Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. How does this sound? Faster internet and you pay less. You can do it with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:03 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Emily will join me at 7:11. We got Denise Williams and Brian Adams on Max FM.
My baby, he don't talk sweet. He ain't got much to say. My baby.
'Cause what he does so well. Makes me want to yell, let's hear it for the boy. Ah, let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. You know you gotta understand. Oh, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my loving one-man show.
We can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
I got my first real six string. Blowed it out the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried. Never get far. Oh, and I look back now. The summer seemed to last for me.
It's Monday already.
How was your weekend?
Not nearly long enough.
Today's a big day.
What do you mean?
Today's the day we can all go back to work.
You're a weirdo.
Why is that?
I hate Mondays. Mondays are the worst.
No, that's optimistic.
I admire your optimism.
So that means it is opposite day.
Nope, it's just Monday.
But it's also showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. 7-Eleven on, yes, indeed, Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They're located at 108 3rd Street, and they are open right now till 4 p.m. Get powered with Powerline Coffee. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, patchy fog to start your morning, partly sunny. Chance showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon with a high of 82. Tonight, slight chance showers and thunderstorms, mostly clear with a low of 62. On Tuesday, sunny, a high of 83. Wednesday, sunny, a high of 85. Currently 65 degrees and foggy outside the Max FM studio. Hope everyone's having a great day so far, and we are working on getting Emily connected, and so she will join us as soon as possible. So again, it is Monday. We hope everyone's having a great day so far, and Emily, if you're able to join us, we'll get you on as soon as you can get logged in and ready to go, because everything is looking good on this, and so I'm just messaging with her real quick, and just making sure she knows that everything looks okay at this end of the world. So we'll see what happens. We'll get her with us in just moments. Don't forget, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries today at 7:40 a.m. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in to us, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. We hope everyone's having a great day. As a reminder, lots of things happening this week. 4th of July is on Friday. Where did June go? Today's the last day of June. I'm like, yes, it is the last day of June, but that means we have Barabooms, presented by Festival Fireworks, is back this Friday night at the UW-Baraboo-Platteville Sauk County Campus. Barabooms begins at 5 p.m. There's going to be food, live music at Kids Area, beer, Blacker Brothers Band at 7 p.m. Fireworks begin at dusk. Thank you to Baker Staging, Anderson Windows, and Back Road Baraboo Motors, as well as 99.7 Max FM for sponsoring this in conjunction with Festival Fireworks. We're excited. Fireworks are back this Friday night. I know a lot of work goes into making that happen. And thank you to everyone that's been involved in that process, because we know it's not a quick and easy thing to make fireworks happen, but we appreciate that. And we appreciate that Emily's able to hopefully join us this morning as well. Good morning, Emily. How you doing?
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
I am hanging in there. It is Monday, so, you know, we're just kind of talking about that we have fireworks happening on Friday, Farmers Market Wednesday. We have concerts on the square Thursday night. We'll have Bo Allen Messner music here at 7 p.m. on the courthouse lawn, and then fireworks Friday, Farmers Market Saturday. Also, Wednesday night is the Paws with the Wings Memorial Dedication at the Pat Liston Dog Park. This is presented by the Friends of the Baraboo Parks and Dog Park Subcommittee. That starts at 5 p.m., and they are working on dog and park improvements and honoring our beloved dog park fur babies who have crossed the Rainbow Bridge. I am going to try to be there at this event as well on Wednesday. So lots of things going on this week. To answer your question, Emily, doing okay. We'll find out more details today. Got some more follow-up appointments and hopefully a direction, maybe a plan of what's going to happen with this broken wing.
The broken wing, absolutely. We're behind you, Dave. We got you taken care of. The more information, the better, and then you're closer to being on the mend. So just hang in there, buddy. We got you.
Yeah. I think the part that's driving me the most nuts, well, besides having this accoutrement stuck to my arm, is the fact of not being able to drive. Today marks the one-month mark since I sustained my injury, and I have not driven a motor vehicle in a month. I am going nuts with that because it adds undue pressure on my lovely wife, Wendy, who's been putting up with me throughout the duration of this. So, yeah, testing my patience, but that's, you know, we'll get through it together. And so I'll provide an update maybe tomorrow once we have a few more details. How was your weekend?
Super lovely. You know, a lot of New faces, old faces, people that I've seen and haven't seen for a long time tend to kind of make their way through the area sometimes in the summertime. So got to reconnect with some old friends and, just really enjoying summer. Like I've been kind of saying all along, just trying to be really intentional about the things that I do with my time this summer and enjoy every day because it goes quick and you don't want it to kind of be a blur. So it's great to be able to have things on the calendar, know what's going on out there. I mean, just going through the stuff that's happening just this week in downtown Berryville is crazy, right? And then all the weekends are always full of stuff. So there's definitely not a shortage of anything to do to enjoy your summer in the community. Isn't that right?
That is exactly right. And the other thing I want to mention, because we're 1 week away from the Saucony Fair beginning. So that starts next, excuse me, Monday, Emily. Can you believe it's here already?
Yeah, I'm really pretty excited about the fair. We're going to be doing stuff, right? It's going to be fun.
Yes, we are doing stuff. We've got everything coordinated. We're getting the big red circus wagon delivered later on this weekend. So that'll be out there. And then myself and Master Engineer Drew Smith and I, we're going to work on going out there and doing a new setup, something that's going to be very cool. We're excited about that. We were so excited that, I messaged Drew last night, said, you don't need to respond until Monday. And, of course, he's responding last night because we're that excited about it. I do want to take a moment and say thank you to Handy Harry LLC. They're making it possible for us to be there literally. First off, thank you to Circus World Museum. They're bringing the wagon. Thank you to the Saucony Fair Board for letting us be there. And thank you to Handy Harry LLC for building customized steps for me to get in and out of the circus wagon. Without them doing that, we couldn't be broadcasting live from there. So thank you to Handy Harry LLC for doing that. We just got them the measurements, so customized steps. And this is something we've wanted to work on in the past because there's been a few tumbles out there. We don't need any repeats of that. So, yeah, we're excited about Saucony Fair. We will be broadcasting live from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. starting Wednesday, July 9th through Saturday, July 12th. And I will be out there all week broadcasting live. And then I'll have different co-hosts with me each day. I believe, Emily, you're going to be joining me on that Wednesday for the broadcast.
Absolutely.
Out there. So Emily's going to be there Wednesday. Wendy Grant will be there with me at least a couple of the nights. Possibly Aaron Carreno. So we'll see, working through who's all going to be out there. So for sure, Emily and I will be out there Wednesday starting at 3 o'clock. I will actually be at the fairgrounds a little bit sooner because I will be helping judge in one of their contests, their cheesy bread contest. And I'm working on getting all the details.
You are so lucky.
I know. I'm so excited about this. I'm working on getting all the details. So, in quotes, celebrity judge, I guess. I'm excited. It involves food. And so I'm excited to be part of that when I found out that they were wanting me to be there for that. So, yeah, I'll be out there starting next Wednesday early in the afternoon to be one of the judges for that. And then after that, Emily and I will jump on the air together out there. So, again, thank you, Andy Harry LLC, Circus World Museum, Saucony Fair, and I know Baraboo State Bank will be involved with this as well. We're going to be giving away some can koozies. I've got Milwaukee County Zoo tickets. We will not be doing the prize wheel. We're going to be doing something different this year because it is a little difficult for a guy with one arm to be messing around with the prize wheel, and so we are changing it up a little bit. You're going to need your smartphone with you. I'm going to give you that hint right now. So I'll also give you the hint. Make sure you have the free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device. So there's your hints of how you're going to be able to win maybe a Max FM can koozie, Milwaukee County Zoo ticket. So yes, we're excited about that. I've got can koozies here. I've got my water in that can koozie, ice cold water in my can koozie. So Emily, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be your first time of broadcasting live from the Saucony Fair.
It is. I'm very excited. I really, really like county fairs. They are so representative of everything summer. So it's exciting to be able to, you know, I find it an honor to be able to be involved in this. I really can't wait. And I am going to be in the area just kind of hanging out and soaking it all in and just really kind of being part of it. So I am really looking forward to it. And I find it to be, like I said, like an honor to be able to be asked to join you. So I'm super excited. We're going to have a great time. Hopefully we won't get too hot, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. That's the part. It does get a little bit steamy out there, so we are looking forward to that. And the thing is so you and I'll do the morning show together, and then you and I will be doing an afternoon into the evening show together. So we normally would try to do that separated, but just with everything going on, it's easier for you and I just to tag team both of those opportunities. And we don't broadcast in the morning from out there, just so everyone's aware of that. There isn't a whole lot of excitement going on when it's just us in the circus wagon and some of the R stuff happening out there at 7 o'clock in the morning. So we will be out there in the afternoon when all the excitement begins, and that's the part that we love, is interacting with our listeners, getting to say hi to all of you, and that's the part that we love doing, and so we're excited to be there again. So Sauk County Fair next week. I mean, we have so many things going on. Summer's in full swing, and we're excited to have you there. And Emily, speaking of excitement, we're going to celebrate those birthdays and anniversaries when you're back at 7:40.
All right, sounds like a plan.
The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They're located 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Open right now, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop on by and get your morning started with caffeine coffee. I recommend the Turtle Latte if you go in and check it out. Here is Hall & Oates, Private Eyes on Max FM.
and an old love was here to stay. What you talking to?
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Don't forget to text those birthdays and anniversaries. We'll celebrate those at 740. Text those in now, 608-355-9970. Or text in via the free Civic Media app. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a drop-off day for our July firearms consignment auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. We're accepting firearms, ammunition, hunting, and fishing, and outdoor-related items as well. That's today from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg, the July firearms consignment auction drop-off. Tomorrow we have the Gerald Schrader Estate and Elizabeth Schrader auction ending at 9 a.m. This auction features farm machinery, tools, woodworking equipment, and much more. There is a preview today at the property from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's located on Highway 58 between Mauston and Laval. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. That's the Gerald Schrader Estate and Elizabeth Schrader online-only auction ending tomorrow at 9 a.m. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a three-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor McGill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason, and, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. How does this sound? Faster internet and you pay less. You can do it with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Reedsburg's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
Surprised how well
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on your Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd in Baraboo, open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, patchy fog to start your morning, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly clear with a low of 62. Tuesday, sunny, a high of 83. Wednesday, sunny, a high of 85. Shower and thunderstorm chances return Wednesday night. We'll continue to monitor the 4th of July. Too early to predict right now. Currently, it is 66 degrees and foggy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. Emily, got a lot of extra minute or two to get where you need to go, right?
That's exactly right. But boy, the temperature swings in the last, 2 weeks have been just even more than I usually think that is possible in Wisconsin. It has been crazy. Like, you know, we're talking 20 degrees difference here and there from day to day. So it's wild. But you know what? We live here. We love it. We are going to enjoy summer, whatever the weather brings. Like Dave was talking about before the break, you know, we are going to be at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We are going to enjoy that. That's going to be tons of fun. My first time, so I'm looking forward to what that brings. Just really getting out there. And like Dave said, we're in high summer. It's in full swing. So let's do stuff, right?
Exactly.
It's county fair time. It is time to be going to the lake. It's time to go hike. It's time to see friends. All that great stuff. It's also June 30th, and it's time to celebrate Celebrity birthdays. There's a long list today, so we'll have to
take
our time here.
Well, and I'll start with Michael Phelps. He's 40, the most decorated Olympian of all time. He's won 28 medals, and 23 of them are gold.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine wearing all those medals at the same time? He would be like dragging them on the ground. He'd be like having to crawl. But that would be worth it. It'd be cool to see him do that. That's quite an accomplishment. I love it.
At the age of 40, that's amazing. And speaking of Fantasia, 41, the third American Idol, amazing. And then we have Cole Swindell, 42, country singer. So, I mean, we have some great singers on here. And who else do you see on our list today, Emily?
Yeah, so there's some good actors in here, too. We've got Angela Serafian is 42, Clementine on Westworld. Lizzie Kaplan is 43 today. She was in Cloverfield and Now You See Me movies, so maybe some of the little more dark action there. Rick Gonzalez is 46. Detective Bobby Reyes in Law and Order, Criminal Intent. So how do you feel about that show, Dave? I always need to know because there's too many of them. I can't keep any of them straight. So the cop shows, the lawyer shows, the forensics shows, like, is this one of yours?
I used to watch that a little bit. I didn't get too much into that one, fortunately or unfortunately. So, yeah, that one, I don't recall who he was. Oops, sorry if you're listening today,
that's
Rick.
Okay.
I feel bad for you, but happy birthday.
Yeah, he's actually calling me right now complaining that you don't know who he is.
Yeah, so I watched a little bit of Law & Order Criminal Intent, but yeah, that one I did not. Let's see, Molly Parker, 53, Maureen Robinson on the Netflix version of Lost in Space, Monica Potters, 54, Christina Braverman on Parenthood, and Lori Coulson on Boston Legal, and also the poor man's Julia Roberts, movies like Patch Adams Saw and Along Came a Spider, and... Oh, this is an interesting.
What do they mean by the poor man's Julia Roberts movies? What does that even mean? Like, we comment often on the comments that we receive through this list. Sometimes it's very just, here's the name, here's the birthday. Sometimes it's got all kinds of snarky comments, and I don't even know what that one means.
Me neither.
Yeah, we're going to just.
Just
move on.
Yeah, and I look at, like, Brian Bloom, 55, prisoner number, blah, 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 and Ronnie Barlow, HBO Oz. It's like he spends more time doing voices for video games. See, again, these are snarky today. Who else do you see on the list?
There's some commentary on here that can be a... rather questionable, and sometimes we have to just, like, whoop, we're going to skip over that part. So, Phil Anselmo is 57, singer for Pantera.
Ooh, yes.
I didn't like that band. Also, he was in a couple other bands called Down and a Super Joint Ritual. Mike Tyson is 59 today. Holy man. Not going to say anything about him, except for I thought he would be older than 59.
Well,
so that's my snarky
legendary
comment.
Legendary boxer and horrible actor in the Hangover movies.
Yeah, he's kind of acting is not his thing. He's also got some questionable behavior.
And
so
singing.
We'll just leave it as that.
Singing was not his thing in the Hangover movies either when they were doing the whole Phil Collins spiel in there with Something in the Air Tonight. And it's like, I can't even, he was singing so far off key, which I'm sure was on purpose. And again, Mike Tyson, if you're listening, sorry, please don't come and kick my behind. But
he wouldn't take you down. You're only one armed. That would feel even unfair for Mike Tyson to be involved in that.
Yes.
I don't think that's cool at all.
Yeah, so that was interesting to see him in the movie, but acting was not his strong suit. We'll just leave it at that. Dave and Emily's snarky remarks don't necessarily represent Civic Media or Mags FM.
No, for some reason we have all of our own opinions and we say them in the air and like they still let us do this. So we reel ourselves in most of the time. But you know, this is the morning show. It's a family show, but it's also meant to wake you up, make you laugh. And so sometimes you got to be a little sassy. And that's all right. Vincent D'Onofrio, words are hard on Monday morning, 66 today. He was in the Daredevil series. He was also Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. Oof, what a movie that is. My goodness. He was also in Jurassic World and Law & Order Criminal Intent. Don't know if that's a different show from the other one we talked about.
Same
I can't
one.
Keep track of those.
Same one.
Okay.
One.
All right.
Yep, same one. And so
we might have to go through like what the differences are in those shows. Like, why can't they just have one show? Like,
in
the NCIS,
know.
Why do they have so many of those? Why is it just not one show? I don't understand.
Well, Law & Order SVU is the most longest running one at this point. And then they came back and did Organized Crime. And so I don't watch any of them anymore, so I can't even speak to which ones are which anymore. But yeah, it's.
I thought you were the expert on this, though, man.
Well,
what am
I
supposed to do?
Enough about Law and Order, but I'll put it this way: it intrigues me. All right, we're going to go down this rabbit hole real quick. That Law and Order SVU is on a certain channel every Sunday, and I'm like, that's some interesting Sunday programming that you're choosing to air on Sundays. And I'm like, yeah,
no kidding. I thought Sunday was like a day of rest. Like, why are we talking about SVU, which I do know stands for Special Victims Unit, which is very serious and intense content. So yeah, it's not really a Sunday morning kind of show. I do have to say, boy, I had some interesting content yesterday that I watched. We're totally rabbit-holing it here, but whatever. I somehow ended up watching The Price is Right, the Best Days of Bob Barker. It's on like Pluto TV, which I don't have, but I was not at home, so I was at somebody else's house and they happened to have it on. Well, it was the episodes from the 70s. It was hilarious. It was some of the best TV I've seen in so many years. Like, the showcase showdowns were like $2,000.
Yeah.
For like a car and a trip to Hawaii.
Yep.
It was insane. But yeah, Bob Barker, I mean, he's got a sordid history a little bit, but he is real good at being a talk show host, and he's hilarious. And the costumes, the outfit, I mean, all of it. It was just delightful. So I really recommend it. And then we watched like the shopping spree one, the one where they have to like race to the supermarket or whatever, and that was taking place in the 90s. And so it was just like going through time. I don't know. It was really cool. So I highly recommend that. That was a lot of fun.
And Bob Barker was in Billy Madison, so that. Or no, was it?
No,
it was the golf.
It was the golfing one.
Yes.
There's a classic line from that, and a little bit of a fist fight that happened. That was, but it's such a
Happy
such a good
Gilmore,
part of the
and so yes,
Happy Gilmore thing.
Happy Gilmore, he was in Happy Gilmore, and The Price is Wrong is all we're gonna say. Back to birthdays: David Allen Greer, 69, in Living Color superstar. Nancy Dussault is 89. Morel Rush on Too Close for Comfort. We also have a local celebrity birthday, and this guy is a local celebrity. If you know John Shubring, a.k.a. Sparky, please wish him a happy birthday today. And yes, John is a character in himself. there's a reason his nickname is Sparky, so we'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
So
he's another story for another time. Did you get involved in those shenanigans with whatever made him called Sparky?
No, I know. I've known him since then, and yes, whenever you're involved with something with Mr. Schubering there, yes, there's usually shenanigans. I've worked with him on a few projects, and yeah, I'm like, okay, and I always learn something when I work with John, and it's like probably things I'm not supposed to learn, and so that's the other part of it, and his dear wife puts up with him, and so bless her heart, because...
Happy birthday, John. Yes. I promise this is a birthday shout-out, not a roast, but like Dave is teasing along with that anyways, and that's all right. I'm sure it's fun for everyone to hear these kind of subtle little hints about what people do, but we're just going to say happy birthday, John.
Yes.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
We hope you have a wonderful day, and if you see him out and about, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. He's a good guy. We are hoping he's having a great birthday today. I did not get to see him yesterday, but I know he was out and about. So happy birthday, John. As a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you can always text those in 608-355-9970 or text them in via the free Civic Media app. Now, we will be out on Friday, so we're going to have a somewhat abbreviated version of celebrity birthdays on Friday because it'll be too hard to get them all in for that big weekend list. But if you know someone that's going to be celebrating over the 4th of July or over the weekend, we will celebrate those on Thursday because Emily and I will be off on Friday. And so we want to make sure we give everyone that heads up. So we'll have some other special programming on Friday. Everyone's going to have the day off. Here's the plan. Obviously, we do monitor weather and stuff like that. I will actually be around keeping tabs on things as well. So, but yeah, we will have special programming on Friday. We always look forward to having that day off and all of our staff having a much deserved day off on Friday. And then we're full swing into things, as Emily and I have been talking about. Saucony Fair next week. So we're getting everything in position for that. We'll be broadcasting live at the Saucony Fair starting next Wednesday. 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. is currently the plan. Obviously, sometimes we do go a little bit longer if there's more activity going on, but that's our plan, is broadcast live out there next Wednesday through Saturday. So We're looking forward to that. Emily, you're going to be back with us at the 8:10 as we talk about the pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
Oh, you know that's like my favorite segment of the whole week. I'm looking forward to that. They are so adorable. I cannot wait. Okay, looking forward to that.
I am as well. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Baraboo's event is back in Baraboo, this time at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus. It's going to be on Friday, July 4th, beginning at 5 p.m. Great food, live music, kids area, beer, and the Blacker Brothers Band will be performing at 7 p.m. Fireworks will happen at dusk. Again, this all goes down on Friday, 4th of July, at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus. And another annual 4th of July event, Fire on the River, is back in Sauk Prairie. Friday night festivities include games for kids, food, a beer garden, and live entertainment. It'll start at 5 p.m. and runs until 11 p.m. And then on Saturday from noon until midnight, again, food trucks will return. They'll also have the Eagle Chase Run Walk from the Sauk Prairie Sports Boosters. Family fun and games from Roots Family Chiropractic. Breakfast burritos will be from the Kiwanis Club from 7:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. They'll have their custom car show and more great live entertainment with fireworks at dusk. Get all the details at fireontheriver.org. And Reesburg will be hosting their Freedom Fest and fireworks that starts at 3 p.m. runs until 10 p.m. Big tournament and bounce houses begin at 3 p.m. Each street and local vendors will open at that same time. Music by The Now starts at 6 p.m. and all the details can be found on their Facebook page. Just search for Reesburg Freedom Fest. Again, that's on Friday as well. So many of the other area communities will have great 4th of July events as well. Be sure to check out the area Chamber of Commerce and city websites for all the details.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Make time to visit Sandy Shores Tubing this summer for a family fun day. Located in Mauston and just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the calm waters, secluded beaches, and magnificent scenery with a 3-mile self-guided float on the Wisconsin River. Or have fun on the inflatable obstacles course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. River Tubing and Inflatables Obstacle Course opens 7 days a week. Visit sandyshorestubing.com today to make your reservation.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.